Good morning and welcome back to Pastor's Morning Musings. This is Grandpa Jeff with you this morning, and I have a very special guest with me today. I have my grandson, Hudson, who just turned 6 months old this week. So welcome to the podcast this morning, little man. This morning, with this special treasure sitting here with me, I want to go to the Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter number 13 and verse number 22, the Bible says, "A good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." Now, I'm going to come back to that in just a moment, that verse, but I also want to read here one more in Proverbs chapter number 17, verse number 6. The Bible says, "Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of their children are their fathers." This little boy is sure a crown to this old man. Yes, and a glory to his daddy. The thought that I have for you this morning is in Proverbs 13, 22, though. In the context of this passage, Solomon is speaking about wisdom, not money, houses, lands, or stuff. Verse 22 is speaking about laying up an inheritance for my children's children. What are we all to be laying up for the generations to come? Money? No. Wisdom, righteousness, integrity, love, being a faithful ambassador for God. This is what David laid up for his son's sons. And Solomon, in his wisdom, tells us that we are to do the same if we're going to be a wise man. My mind automatically went to my life this morning, and I had to ask myself, am I laying up a good inheritance for my children's children? Am I more concerned in making sure that my family has things, and that I leave them a monetary inheritance, instead of being concerned that I leave them an example of a wise man who gives wise counsel because he loves God? Am I teaching my children and my children's children to do the same? Does my life point them to God and godly wisdom? How can a young person heed the words of Solomon in chapter number 1 and verse number 5? "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." If they've never had an inheritance of wisdom from the generations before them given to them. Folks, the next generation still belongs to God. But the responsibility belongs to us to give them an inheritance, not one of great wealth, but one of a wise man who gained his wisdom from above and exampled a life lived for God in righteousness and truth and love. So let me leave you with this one last thought for today: to be good to all who come your way, for one you meet may be in difficulty seat.